Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Drews, and today's episode is entitled Not About Airsoft. The video that we're going to be referencing in this little talk is at tinyurl.com/5KiloYankeeBravo6Tango. All right, here we go. Now, a few years ago, some friends and I made a video of us modifying an El Cheapo airsoft gun. Now, for those unfamiliar with airsoft, it's a game similar to paintball, but instead of paint, it shoots 6mm plastic BBs. Now, with this small ammunition, it allows for more realistic guns. For example, I own a full-sized Glock 9mm pistol. I also own an airsoft pistol that looks and eerily functions exactly like my real one. It uses a gas called green gas to propel the plastic BBs and operate the slide. The gas and BBs are contained in the magazine, and when the magazine is empty, you simply drop it and change it out with a new magazine, and you have fresh BBs and gas to continue to shoot your friends with. It's pretty cool, but this one was not nearly as cheap as the one we used in the video. Just like paintball, the guns, markers, whatever you want to call them, come in all price ranges. We took a $20 semi-automatic clear plastic airsoft gun and modified it to be fully automatic and have a faster rate of fire. But this episode, again, not really about airsoft or modifications of home electronics. It's instead about feedback in the internet age. Page 2. We submitted our footage to HackTV Underground, which is another BenRef project, and released it to the world. Now, much like Hacker Public Radio, we mainly received feedback when something was negative. Now, unlike HPR, we had no formal method of comments, but instead we relied on the BenRef forums for people to contact us. Now, we could see the number of downloads from our site, and as most internet media, there are few content producers, but there are many consumers. And yes, leaving a comment is providing content. Now, for those who have not seen this video, or you saw it some time ago, let me describe it for you. It starts out with a BenRef-centered intro, with, of course, a Zurl song playing. And then it shows the steps of shooting the unmodified gun, modifying the gun, and finally testing the modified gun. Now, as with the proper video, it has credits and everyone's names, the required web pages, and the artist of the theme music all contained at the end. Now, it was used in a episode of some Canadian tech TV show, and finally it was put on YouTube by someone we don't know. Now, YouTube has a comments feature, but it does not allow you to take the video around with you, which is inconvenient for some of us with portable media players, but it's really awesome for content producers, as it shows just how many views, you know, of the video have gone on, not just downloads, and it has that aforementioned comment system. Now, I wish YouTube also displayed how people found that page, other videos, the viewers have watched, where people were located, how much of the video they watched, but I guess on second thought, maybe they do if you upload the video yourself. Maybe they need a link for, hey, I made this video, I want to see the stats too. Someone that knows something about this should probably post the correct thing on the Hacker Public Radio page. Alright, so on to these numbers of all this internet feedback we're talking about. For this video, and when I did this research, there were 429,803 views, which is pretty good, and that's just on YouTube. And there were 1,393 comments. Now, like I stated earlier, people are consumers of content, not creators. And for the percent, as that helps me out, it's 0.3241% of the viewers on YouTube made a comment. Now, what a bounty of intelligence and wit that these comments provide us. At least they tried. It seems that some people thought our $20 gun was not as good as their more expensive guns. Some guy apparently had modified several $300 to $500 range guns, and he was not impressed. Well, okay. Apparently, Tokyo Marui, maybe? Guns, really, really fancy airsoft guns are much better than our mod. Well, hell yeah, they are. And go look at them. I want some of those. But then again, they're a bit out of the $20 range. According to the comments, someone's $700, $500, or maybe $1,000 gun, so much better than our $20 gun. I hope so. Smoking will kill you. Awesome. There are medical doctors who not only use YouTube and like Airsoft, but they also care about my health. 33 fine and helpful people gave out wrong information. In actuality, the plastic gears did not burn out first or instantly. And the first problem that we had with the gun was a 9-volt battery exploded in my living room while teaching one of our dogs to hunt. So that 9-volt battery was the first point of failure. Now, this dog is not a dog that I like. And I was instructing this dog the fine points of using a blind and hunting. So I'm using the blind, or hiding behind the couch, while waiting on the game, him, to try and eat the corn, a dog biscuit, on the carpet. The 9-volt battery exploded. I was scared. Dog got the biscuit. Months of preparation down the drain. It's a good thing I didn't cover myself in deer urine first. Two gentlemen plugged the gun into a wall outlet with expected results. And for the record, feet per second is not the same as rate of fire, and Uzis were actually not designed for sniping. Now, as with the most popular question for BenRev Radio, our most popular question was, what is the theme song? Well, it's a song by Zerl. 45 out of 1,393 people actually were asking that. And yes, Zerl is the man. Now, if we take the term geek or nerd negatively, like it was used, geeks, nerds, then over 100 of the comments were people calling us names, including Crackhead and Poofter. Now, if being called a Jew is a bad thing, then add 3 to that total. 4 people thought we were all virgins, while 53 thought we were all gay. Now, there was an Easter egg of a link to Lemon Party hidden in the intro, but only 43 people caught that. It even fooled a couple of people? And seriously, if Lemon Party fools you, you shouldn't be allowed to comment on the internet for at least a year. Several people made fun of our names, as we used our internet pseudonyms in the video. Some of them had fun names also. One guy, he was like Bob412. Maybe that was his name. But I'm assuming that some parents didn't get together and name people Crass Drinks, Aunt Mother Man, Spud Merchant, Pink Pig, Cheesy, E-Boy Gangster, or Master Fish. Most of them made fun of Night Lord, but then again, most of us do also. So what is the point of all this discussion that I'm going on here? Well, let's make up some numbers. With the YouTube, Canadian TV, downloads we know about and downloads we don't know about, I'm going to estimate, holding my hand up to my head, that 1 million people have seen this video. We have received less than 100 relevant comments, and that's including comments from people that we saw at cons and were like, hey, or just friends that called us on the phone were like, hey, cool video, or you could have done this better. Now, there's a metric shit ton of free content available right now for anybody that wants it. And we all consume this stuff. Now, we should all give back a little, even if it is just a comment on some webpage. Some kids were watching us test this modified gun while we were filming this video, and they came over and talked to us, and they shot it more than we did. And those kids' feedback was worth much more than all of the YouTube comments, and it also took less bandwidth. You know YouTube uses 10% of the internet's bandwidth? Maybe that's a made-up statistic. I read it somewhere, though. Now, hopefully these kids will be taking their toys apart pretty soon, just like we all do. And I learned another thing. Paintball is better than Airsoft. No, it isn't. Airsoft is the best. No, it isn't. Paintball. Paintball's the best. Oh, shut up. Vim is better than Emacs.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.